And welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Emily Kringle, and of course she's registered dietitian with Cass County Health Systems. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon. What a nice day.
Oh, it is a gorgeous day, and it kind of relates to what we want to talk about.
Very much so.
And I also just kind of wanted to mention, when we talk about dietitian, people just think food, but it's more than that. So that kind of relates to what you want to talk about too.
Yes. Well, I'm a member of Healthy Cass County, as LaVon is, and Healthy Cass County is promoting Walk to School this week on October 5th. It is the 20th anniversary of Walk to School. Now, here in Atlantic, we started doing that in 2007. And we haven't done it every year, but sometimes spring and fall. The idea was to get more students and adults to get some activity and to walk to school. So,
when you say students and adults, that's part of that program that people may not understand about walking to school, that we don't just send the kids out there and say, go walk to school.
Right, because it's an organized walk to promote safety, and it involves sharing time for community leaders, parents, and children, because we have asked volunteers to help. We have 5 sites in Atlantic, and we have adult volunteers from the sites. Now, by adult, I'm also saying we have 2 groups from the high school that are going to, the high school students are going to be volunteers to walk to school.
And there's one of those National Honor Society?
National Honor Society, and I believe Student Council.
Good. And it's such a fun thing to do, actually, and I don't know if you still need volunteers. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But in the past, I did do that. And in addition to the exercise, there's just so much more that goes on while you're walking to school.
Yes. I've been kind of out of touch with grade school children, and to listen to them talk and see what they get excited about. You know, it's acorn time, and they'll pick up the acorns and talk along the way about what's going on at school and who's their favorite teacher and their favorite topics. And it just gives me another touch with the younger generation.
Yes, for sure, for the volunteers, plus getting a little exercise, as you say. The other thing I think with the kids, you know, I think they're pretty well acquainted with the kids in their class, but I don't know if they get acquainted with more kids along the way that maybe don't live in their close neighborhood.
Exactly. It's kind of an extension of community or meeting new friends. One of our volunteers that's part of Healthy Cass County said that exact thing, that it's helped her children meet more other children that aren't in their class but live along their way to school. Mm-hmm. In the neighborhood they
so as you
live.
Sort of pick them up, and I think it's kind of clever. We've called it, and it probably came from the national program, a walking school bus.
Exactly. So, like I said, we have 5 sites in Atlantic, but students can join us at the site, start there. They can walk to the site, or their parents could drop them off there, but students can join along the way. And we have had that happen, definitely. Mm-hmm. As you know, the parents could even be sitting on the front porch, and the school bus comes by and the kids join the route.
Yes. So let's talk about the sites.
Yes, the 5 sites are Pellet Park, which is about 18th and Sycamore, the Catholic Church, the parking lot by the Catholic Church, the Sycamore Village. There's a central area there where announcements are made. Also 14th and Redwood Drive, which is out kind of by the high school. The community building.
On the fairgrounds.
On the fairgrounds, yes.
So is there a spot there that's a big area to meet in front of the building or up the front, perhaps?
More the parking lot area,
right
there,
okay.
Yes. So like if people were dropping students off.
And Emily, when you say parents could drive their kids to that spot and drop them off, people are going, well, why don't they just drive them to school?
Well, if you've ever been to the school in the morning, that would tell you why you wouldn't do that. But, one of the things that it does do is reduces traffic congestion. So, and then it's a double whammy. It reduces that congestion, but also gives the students a chance to walk. Students are supposed to have an hour of activity a day. And if this would count for part of that.
You bet. So the school really needs to be involved with this too, because they are walking to school. But you know, I think that it's important that they kind of promote this and be a part of it.
Right. All the principals are on board. And LaVon, this is being done in all school districts in Cass County. So in Anita, they're walking. In Messina, they're walking. In Lewis and Elliott, they are doing a walking event once they get to school, because so many of their students are bused.
Okay, good plan. So yeah, that's really important, I think, Emily, to think about. This isn't just an Atlantic thing. Everybody's doing it on Wednesday. You know, is there a possibility that this could be continued even by a neighborhood? I mean, is that something somebody locally could organize themselves?
It would be awesome if it could be. And maybe to get some of the parents that are now frustrated by taking their kids or picking them up. It maybe could even be a city event or a school sponsored. It's going to take some logistics, but it seems to make sense to me. You know, hindsight's often better than foresight.
And when you say hindsight, like you say, this has been done several times for long periods of time, not just a day.
Right.
So there was lots learned.
There was, and we did it both spring and fall, and it's something that maybe when Atlantic consolidated their grade schools, it would have been a good time to think about doing this. But now we know, and there's a lot of discussion going on about the traffic at the schools, so maybe the time is ripe to try to think about something that's more permanent. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we could do it all the time, but it would be grand if we could.
Yeah, that just reminds me when you say all the time, that, and I know you've heard these stories too, you know, used to walk to school no matter what. They never canceled school. And, you know, I can hear my husband's words going, well, we walked to school no matter how cold it was or how much snow there was, and we didn't cancel school. And I'm sure some other people who are familiar with going to school are probably thinking the same thing. But times do change.
Yes.
And for lots of different reasons.
Yes. I think safety became protecting the kids, not from cars, but
from whoever else is out there.
Yes, yeah. And so hopefully something like this would also do that.
Now, and one of the things that happens when you're talking about safety is there's pretty much a route laid out, so and you've considered where that is, so that what about kids crossing the street?
Well, the walking school bus drivers or the volunteers will be helping the kids cross the street. Perhaps if the police are not called to other events, some of the policemen may be walking along too, because a couple of our routes cross the highway, but there are stoplights there. And the one of the biggest duties of the volunteers is to be sure that's a safe crossing.
Okay.
The volunteers have vests that say walk to school on them.
Okay. Do you still need volunteers for this Wednesday?
If anybody wants to volunteer, we will take them. We do have every route covered, but it would not hurt to have extra volunteers.
Yeah, especially it's good to have somebody in the front and somebody in the rear, because kids kind of get scattered and forget. And if there's a lot of kids, somebody in the middle. I mean, it can be quite a group to contain in this bus.
I think at our most times, we had 30 coming from one route, 15 from another route. So it just kind of depends. And we try to pick areas in town. It's hard to know how many students really live in each one of those areas.
Right.
But
right. Again, I want to mention that this is happening. If you don't know about this walking event in Anita for CAM and for Griswold, you might want to check up on that, because they're all doing that. And as you mentioned, you know, when you're talking about Griswold, we've got several locations there. And so it is happening, and it's I would think the teachers would really benefit if those kids are out there walking before they come to school. I don't know. Did you have any response from teachers in the previous times that this happened?
Well, when we first did it, teachers were our best volunteers, and that's really asking a lot. But I think they thought that the kids were ready to
more ready to sit down.
Ready to sit down and go. Yeah. One thing I want to pass on is the kids will not miss breakfast program if they walk to school. They will hold that breakfast for them.
Okay, so no matter where your kids go to school in Cass County, remember that Wednesday is walk to school day and we'll be involved somehow. And we should just throw in there, too, that it's also Governor Branstad's Healthy Estate Walk, and that's happening 11:30 to 1:30 at Chilberg's. And, of course, you can walk there anytime, but that's if you kind of want to be a part of that event, that's another thing that you could do. So, Emily, if people want more information, have questions, what should they do?
They could call me at 250-8280.
Okay. And anybody, if you know other people in Healthy Cass, you probably could check with them, but Emily's been the one with all the details. So we want to thank you very much, Emily Kringle, who is dietitian for Healthy, who is a member of Healthy Cass and a dietitian for Cass County Health System. So thanks so much, Emily. Until next time, here's a thought. Words are but the signs of ideas.